And now I will introduce our first keynote speaker. The fact that we have with us today not only the senior representation government-wise from Cyprus, but also from the American government, I think it's tremendous. And here we have not only a very senior representative of the American government, Deputy Assistant Secretary Jonathan Cohen, but also a friend of Cyprus. So due to the warm welcome received and generous friendships made in Cyprus, Cyprus feels like home for Jonathan. From Troodos to Konos to Paphos, from sea turtle hatchings to archaeological digs to exploring crusader castles, from Suvla to Halloumi to Commanderia, his family thoroughly enjoyed their years in Cyprus. Jonathan feels lucky to have been a part of life on the island and happy each time he returns. He wants to see its success and prosperity grow. He had no idea the first time he visited there in 1986 on a ferry boat stop between Haifa and Rhodes that this island, Cyprus, would play such an important part in his story 31 years later. At Sarzeda Fair in January and February 2011, Jonathan oversaw the evacuation of hundreds of Americans from Egypt through Cyprus, demonstrating, as it had in the evacuation from Lebanon in 2006, that Cyprus plays a key role in keeping Americans safe in a volatile region. Let me repeat that, keeping Americans safe in a volatile region. Over 3 years, Jonathan worked with the American staff and high-level Cypriots to broaden U.S. relations beyond a reunification focus, including via building economic ties and people-to-people programs. Within the U.S. mission, Jonathan devoted himself to building cohesion between the Greek Cypriot and Turkish Cypriot staff. He got the locally employed staff to organize social events that brought them and their families from both communities together with their American staff, because he believed that we needed to be an example to those who said bi-communal solutions couldn't work. They did work, and they can work. And anyway, I will conclude by saying that raising his preteen and teenage daughters in Nicosia, where they had great friends, received great schooling, and benefited from a safe and warm environment, Jonathan felt more like a friendly village than a big city. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm honored to ask Deputy Assistant Secretary Jonathan Cohen to deliver the first keynote remarks before the President takes over.
Well, thank you all. Thank you, Nicholas. Mr. President, ministers, ambassadors, ladies and gentlemen, friends, good afternoon. It is a pleasure and a particular honor to be here and share this stage today with President Anastasiades. And I want to thank the organizers of Capital Link for hosting this forum and for including me. I also want to thank and welcome our friends from the Republic of Cyprus, the ministers, president, investors, business representatives. We're thrilled to have you here at this exceptional gathering. And those who sat through this morning's presentations heard the really remarkable things that are happening on the island. As was so kindly noted when I was introduced, I served in Cyprus and the broader region for much of my career. I've invested my time and my heart in trying to build better relations between the United States and Cyprus, and have a deep attachment to the island and fond memories of my time there. I also have a great sense of hope for the future of Cyprus, its people, and the Eastern Mediterranean in general. It is really inspiring to see how far things have come since 2013. When I left the island in 2011, we were struggling to get American investors to pay attention to Cyprus as a place that had great potential. We were focused on small to medium-sized investors, franchises, and Noble Energy was really the cutting edge. Now when I look and I see the investments from Exxon, from Hard Rock Cafe, from major investments in the banking sector, it is really a sea change, and I'm proud to see the role that American investment has played in helping the Cypriot economy bounce back. Cyprus is an island of proven ability, and yet it remains an island of unrealized potential. There are great promising investment opportunities there in tourism, technology, shipping, energy, But Cyprus could be the Singapore of the Mediterranean if it can realize its full potential. I believe to realize that full potential, it needs to grow the stable, peaceful, and integrated environment on all sides, and reunification is a key piece in that. A reunified Cyprus could give investors even more opportunities, opportunities like redeveloping Verosha, developing Old Nicosia and the buffer zone, as well as major infrastructure projects like expanding ports and airports, reconnecting roads, electricity grids, and telecommunication lines. To the United States of America, the Republic of Cyprus is a valued friend and a strategic partner. Cyprus is a member of the Counter-ISIS Coalition, and Foreign Minister Kasoulidis is in Washington today for the Counter-ISIS Ministerial and had an excellent meeting yesterday with Undersecretary of State Tom Shannon and myself. The U.S. appreciates Cyprus's contributions to bringing stability to its region, and in recent years we've worked together to try and increase bilateral cooperation in Cyprus, particularly in the areas of counterterrorism, nonproliferation, and maritime and border security. We've provided counterterrorism training and training on explosive ordnance disposal and stockpile management to Cypriot officials. And Cyprus has become a partner in the Proliferation Security Initiative, which is a global effort to prevent the trafficking of weapons of mass destruction, their delivery systems, and related materials. And Cyprus continues to participate in the Department of State's export control and related border security programs as a graduate partner, and even hosts regional trainings for partner countries in the Eastern Mediterranean. These are just a few examples of the areas where we're working together to strengthen our bilateral security relationship, and we'll continue to look for mutually beneficial ways to enhance that cooperation. We also note that Cyprus has worked hard to build partnerships with key regional partners, including through promoting trilateral cooperation with Greece and partners in Israel, Egypt, Jordan, and Lebanon in areas like energy, resource management, environmental protection, humanitarian assistance, counterterrorism, and crisis response. As a friend and partner of Cyprus, the U.S. wants Cyprus to succeed. Economic prosperity in Cyprus benefits not just the people of the island, but the wider region. And it's in the interests of Europe and the United States to support Cyprus's efforts to become an increasingly thriving economic hub and to attract greater investment to its shores. The 2013 bailout and subsequent austerity measures were difficult for the Cypriot people. I know, I heard from my friends about it. I saw it when I went back to the island. But through the government's leadership, the economy's come out of its crisis stronger and has returned to growth. We commend the efforts of the Republic of Cyprus in recent years to improve the business climate and to attract greater investment. And today's gathering is a testament to their success. Still more can be done to continue increasing investor confidence and strengthening the legal and regulatory framework of the island. And as I said, there's perhaps no greater contribution than reunification to spur more investment. And we urge all of you here, and as we urge our Turkish Cypriot friends and the other parties, to redouble their efforts to try and get to a solution. And I'll return to this theme in a moment. Cyprus's liberal investment climate, its skilled workforce, its comparatively low wages, its recently discovered offshore energy potential, all make it an especially attractive investment destination for U.S. investors. According to our Department of Commerce's Bureau of Economic Analysis, in 2015, U.S. direct investment in Cyprus was valued at about $2 billion. And direct investment from Cyprus in the U.S. was about $2.5 billion. With prominent U.S. investors, including some who are here today, injecting hundreds of millions of dollars into the Cypriot banking sector, and the Hard Rock International Melco Consortium recently winning a tender to build the Integrated Casino Resort and Conference Center with a project worth around 500 million euros, and key U.S. companies continuing to open franchises in Cyprus, including most recently Taco Bell, I think we are well on our way to a really robust investment relationship between our countries. Additionally, American companies are playing an increasingly central role in the energy sector. Houston-based Noble Energy and its partners, the operators of the Aphrodite gas field, have invested more than $350 million, and they continue to work with government officials to complete their development plans. Houston-based Tiger Offshore has expanded its footprint in the region, and General Electric is supporting the Electricity Authority's efforts to diversify the island's energy mix. And of course, we were delighted by ExxonMobil's decision to place a highly competitive bid for Block 10 in Cyprus's EEZ, that's the exclusive economic zone, and welcomed the news of the government's decision to invite them to negotiate and finalize a contract, and we look forward to the signing in early April. The gas discoveries in the Eastern Mediterranean are important because, if developed strategically, they can better connect and integrate the whole region. They can reduce the dependence of individual countries on single sources of energy, and they can lead to increased economic and political cooperation. The resulting prosperity has the potential to strengthen the energy security of countries throughout Europe, while bringing much-needed stability and increased prosperity to the Eastern Mediterranean. It's not hard to imagine a future for the Eastern Med that includes, in addition to Cypriot gas, pipelines connecting Israel's offshore resources to Jordan and Egypt and Turkey and the Palestinian Authority, many of which might run through Cyprus's EEZ. Of course, this vision also foresees Cypriot exports to regional partners, hopefully including Turkey, as well as to European markets. Cyprus' ability to attract investment and enhance regional energy cooperation will be significantly bolstered by reunification if we can get there. International investors will see more opportunities in a reunified Cyprus, and their investment would improve the well-being of all the people of the island. Young Cypriots deserve the economic and other opportunities that this scenario would bring. After a settlement, Cyprus could also serve as a greater center of innovation and technology and as a more effective hub for companies to access markets in other parts of the Eastern Mediterranean, notably Turkey, as well as the Middle East, North Africa, and Europe. The private sector is already mobilizing capital to put resources behind a settlement, and just 2 weeks ago, the Atlantic Council, Concordia, and the One Cyprus Now hosted a conference in Washington to discuss potential investment opportunities that a settlement would bring. We intend to continue encouraging efforts like today's conference and the Atlantic Council session to further develop the valuable support from the U.S. private sector for a settlement, but also for investment now. As for the U.S. government, we remain strong in our support for a solution, in part because we believe a reunified Cyprus would serve as an engine to spread stability and prosperity, enabling regional partnerships that have long proven elusive. And it would be a model for others in search of a peaceful, multi-ethnic future. A settlement could reduce tensions between NATO allies, Greece and Turkey, and improve coordination between the EU and NATO, which has long been stymied. For these reasons and more, the U.S. remains strongly supportive of the UN-facilitated Cypriot-led settlement process to establish Cyprus as a bizonal, bicommunal federation. We believe a reunified Cyprus would generate prosperity, growth, investment, improve regional security, open up economic security and political possibilities that have been shut for 40 years. Those developments are in America's interest. That doesn't change with the change of administration. And for those who wondered if the new administration was going to be engaged as the last one was in support of those who are pursuing a settlement, indeed, we are. The U.S. engagement for a settlement continues under the new administration and has actually intensified in the last month. Secretary of State Tillerson has made phone calls to both President Anastasiades and the Turkish Cypriot leader Akinci to convey our support. And in recent State Department and White House meetings, senior U.S. officials reiterated their commitment to support to UN Special Advisor Ida and underscored U.S. backing for a Cyprus settlement negotiation in the very first State Department press conference under the new administration. We'll continue doing our part on behalf of the Cypriot-led efforts toward achieving an agreement and stand ready to assist the Cypriot leaders in any way they would find useful. We've also redoubled our efforts to reconnect with key stakeholders here in the United States, including with the Hellenic American community. I recently attended events hosted by the American Hellenic Institute and the Hellenic American Leadership Council, and the U.S. Ambassador to Cyprus, Kathleen Doherty, met just last week with key community leaders here in New York and in Washington. Your economic and political engagement with Cyprus is important. We value your partnership with us, ours with you, and we continue to benefit from your input, so thank you for your engagement. I've been watching Cyprus hopefully and closely throughout my 30-year career, and I believe that despite recent setbacks, the prospects for a solution are the best they've been in decades. This has been a Cypriot-led undertaking from the beginning, with more exceptional, pragmatic individuals leading and engaged in the process on all sides than ever before. The U.S. will continue to offer the two leaders our support as they try to bring together the Cypriot people and bring an end to the longstanding division of the island. And we'll continue to encourage and, where appropriate, facilitate U.S. investment in Cyprus. I hope prospective investors will take a very good look at the opportunities available in Cyprus today many of which have been showcased in this morning's presentations, and the ever greater ones that a prospect of a solution suggests. There's a unique window of opportunity to achieve a historic political breakthrough with enormous economic dividends. This window won't remain open forever, and it's the hope of the United States that the leaders can seize the opportunity in the weeks and months ahead to realize their shared vision. We wish them great good fortune and an enduring success. And to all of you, Evaristo Poli, thank you very much.